Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Choices and consequences. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Let me come out and say it from the start. There is a heaven and there is a hell, and you get to choose the one you experience in the future. We could stop there and go on about our business, but you know me. I'm going to say much more because that's who I am. But I won't be mad if you never listen to another word I say today. The choice is yours. And please, I'm not playing on your conscience to listen to all I have to say. So the truth is, I believe I have something of worth to say to you. So do me a favor and stay with me to the end. Recently, I found a statement on social media. I don't know who's responsible for it, but I like it and I want to share it with you today. If the living knew what the dead knew, the whole world would follow Jesus Christ. I would have dismissed it as a cute social media statement, but I had to look at it over and over again. And guess what? There is merit to that statement. You know that Jesus Christ was not a human being like you and me, right? He is, was, and will ever be the eternal Son of God. We can talk about that some other time, but how can I say this in a simple way? Jesus lived in heaven from forever, but he came to earth on a special mission. Jesus came to give life not to the world, as in the globe, but to the people who live in the world. It is all wrapped up in the business of choice and consequences. You see, something catastrophic had happened with the first human beings that adversely affected the rest of the human race. They disobeyed God and experienced something called death, separation from God. On the surface, that may sound simple, but it is deeper, much deeper than that. Let me illustrate, and while I do, bear in mind the great quotation, the little line above, if the living knew what the dead knew, okay? Jesus told the story, the tale of two men. One was rich, very rich, and the other was poor, like had no home poor, like had sores that were not dressed poor, like he would love a meal of crumbs from the rich guy's table poor. It hardly got worse than that. Anyway, each of these two guys died. One got a funeral and the other was simply buried. Remember the statement, if the living knew what the dead knew, the whole world would follow Jesus Christ. The rich guy died and landed in hell. You've heard of hell, right? Hell is not a concept. Jesus said the rich man was in torment, not a mild headache, not a hot summer's day, not missing his nice cozy bed, real torment. The torment was so unbearable that Jesus said this rich guy looked up and he saw the poor beggar who used to hang out outside his estate, the poor man who he hardly paid any attention. He saw that poor man hanging out with Abraham, and from the look of things, he was not in any torment. In fact, the poor beggar was now in heaven, and that place is a wonderful place. So the rich man shouted to Abraham to send the poor man to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I'm in agony in this fire. You heard me correctly. Hell is a place of fire, fire that does not die down. Imagine this guy was in so much torment that he would have some relief if the little beggar man who he used to despise could bring not a gallon of iced water, not a crate of bottled water, not a jug of cool water, just a tip of his water on his finger. But what happened next in Jesus' story is very important. But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." Things are not going well with the rich guy. He has found out that hell is forever. It was a one-way road that brought him to hell, and there is no getting out. He's finding out that hell is the consequence of his choice. So this man in hell tried one last thing. He asked Abraham to send the beggar back to earth to go tell his five brothers to do the right thing and not end up here. Ah, he is so kind and considerate, always thinking about his brothers. Right. Abraham shut that down. Son, that ain't gonna happen. Right now, they are alive. Let them listen to the preachers and the church people and people who choose to accept Jesus as their savior. Let them listen to those people and make the right choice now so that they don't get the same consequence that you are in and will forever be in. You are in hell because of the choice you made back then before you died. Sorry, Buster. And with that, the story ended. Jesus told that story about 2,000 years ago, and listen, that guy he spoke about is still in hell today. Can I say something? If you do not make the wise choice today, you just might end up in hell with that guy. I'm serious. Remember I told you that Jesus came to earth on a mission? Let me explain. God saw that the whole human race was heading to hell, and he had such a love for us that he found a way to escape hell. He sent Jesus to the earth. You know all that excitement about Christmas? That's it. Jesus came to offer us a guaranteed way to escape what is inevitable, the place called hell, the place where people are in torment forever. Either you perish or you have everlasting life. The rich guy is still perishing in hell, and Lazarus, the beggar, he is still enjoying everlasting life. How is that so? Each of them made a choice while they were alive. I want to say thanks to you for staying with me until this point. I just want to ask of you right now, please choose Jesus. Choose the gift of eternal life. I really don't know how else to say it, but to say to you, my friend, today, right now, make the right choice and choose Jesus. It's the best choice you will never regret. Jesus, I don't want to go to hell when I die, and so today, I choose to accept your gift of eternal life. Please come into my life today and change me, and change my future from perishing to have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Amen. My friend, I would love if you would say that prayer. And if you do, I guarantee you that you would make the right choice.